Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey.
Hey, what's up, baby?
It's random thought time.
Well, you need to sound a little excited.
I can't because I have no random thought.
Oh, we don't need a random thought.
I'm going to tell you something random.
Me?
Yeah, or and everyone listening.
All right.
Before we move on to the bulk. An informational, sexy part of this podcast is that I don't think Sean ever looks at like his ex-partner's Facebooks.
Fuck no.
Like you or social media. Like you have no desire.
Who cares?
I think that's really interesting.
But who cares?
So if we like if we broke up,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be stalking you bad.
You just said who cares?
Well, you're the only one. You'd probably be getting a peep protection order.
Probably.
But so what? What does that mean? That means you're special.
That is a really twisted way of looking at it.
Well,
I'd stalk you so hard you'd have to get a protection order, but that just means you're special.
That's what it from the said. That's from the Control Freak's Bible, baby.
Oh, no. So.
This is your part, baby.
Okay, so Shawnee was cranky because he thought that was too fast. Because I think he wanted to say more inflammatory things.
No, I just like to talk sometimes.
All right, so this is called Pinch Me, Baby, Talking Sexy to Writers. Ooh la la.
Plus, we're going out to a fancy dinner tonight where I get to pay a lot of money for a little bit of food.
Oh, are you paying all the money?
Well, the credit card's in my wallet.
Oh, whose name is on the credit card?
Hey, what's mine is yours, and what's... I mean, wait, how's this go? What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. That's how it goes.
This is supposed to be the informational part of the podcast, but it is not.
All right, ready? I'm giving out information to all the men's in the world. Jeez.
All right, this is called Pinch Me, Baby, starting over.
Yeah.
Talking sexy to writers. So there are some things in the writing world that don't make a lot of sense to the world of regular humans, and one of those things is pinch points.
You don't even like it when I talk sexy to you, baby.
I don't like
pinching. And you're a writer. You don't like that either, that's for sure.
So anyways, this podcast episode is not about how horrible I am as a woman.
Oh, you're not horrible at all. You just have but very stringent things. Go ahead. You're the best woman in the world, baby.
Yeah. So this podcast is about going to be like the start of a quick series of podcasts and regular posts about pinch points.
The back of the arm is a really great pinch point.
The regular post will be at our Substack, Living Happy, Carrie Jones Bookstop.com, or blog.blog, and our Write Better Now publication. Links in the podcast notes. So what are these little twerps called? Pinch points, baby. Do you know?
That's the ones that hurt the most when you pinch somebody.
That's really kind of true. So they're a way of thinking about novel or story structure that helps keep the reader engaged. You know how it's like when you're falling asleep and then you pinch yourself to see if you're dreaming or not?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that. So pinch points are moments where the tension emerges again or is heightened. So every podcast for us in our relationship is a pinch point. But in a book, it's a place where you seductively say to the reader,
"Hey, baby, let's engage again."
Or maybe it's that they're saying,
"Dear reader, let me remind you what exactly is at stake here for our poor, dear, pathetic hero."
Can you say that in a Bridgerton voice?
No, I don't do Bridgerton voices, but I can do it in an all-American male voice.
Oh, no.
Actually, this is two-sided.
Okay.
Okay? "Hey, baby, let's engage again." And then you're like, Dear reader, let me remind you what is exactly is at stake here for our poor, dear, pathetic hero, which is like a 3-hour recovery time.
I know. Are you the pathetic hero?
Dude, I'm over 50 years old. I'm not 18 anymore.
Oh, my word. So it should have been like, dear gentle reader, let me remind you what exactly is at stake here for our poor, dear, pathetic hero.
You know what? The second point is, I wouldn't have done the Bridgerton thing because I don't do rages. I don't do things that are all the rage or popular.
Oh, gosh, you're impossible. So the pinch points.
I'm an idiot.
The pinch points are where the protagonist or the hero or the idiot of your story gets a little bit of pain. Ouch. So mean. Us writers are so very mean.
You gotta wake your readers up, baby.
Yeah, so as writing mastery describes, do you want to read this, babe?
Hell yeah.
All right.
They rekindle the tension that may have wanted...
waned.
They rekindle the tension that may have waned by reminding us of the primary conflict and what it means for the characters. Without stakes, readers will quickly lose interest. Therefore, pinch points are events of the plot that strategically place to keep the narrative from losing steam. In the traditional three-act structure, the first act introduces the characters, setting in conflict, while the third act culminates in the resolution. The second act, which constitutes the middle portion of the story, is often the longest and contains the rising action. Pinch points punctuate this act to create a sense of urgency and drive the story forward.
There you go.
So, I have a question. Serious question. In that quote, as an author, is it necessary to say
what?
The second act constitutes the middle portion of the story in a three-act structure?
Sometimes.
Because the second act is the middle of three things, always.
I know, honey. I know.
Okay.
Okay. So pinch points are not plot points, right?
Yes.
And that's a super important thing. There's a lot of P words in pinch, plot, point, right? But to pinch is not to plot, although a dastardly villain might plot how to pinch.
That's right.
Like Sean. So basically, there's three
bullet... I don't pinch. Sorry.
There's three basic elements here of what a plot point does. A plot point moves the story forward. It's an event. And it connects the events of your story, so it's not episodic, right? Because you don't want your story to not have any cause and effect.
Okay.
Right? So then a pinch point raises the stakes or increases the conflict. It obstructs the hero from getting her goal. So often these points focus on the bad guy or the antagonist, and that's a really big part of this. It's what makes it not a turning point in your story, but a pinch point in your story. And it also makes the reader curious about what might happen. It makes them worried about what might happen. It makes them keep reading. So it shows us what our heroes are made of because of the extra like pressure that's created in these challenges from the antagonist, usually. Oh.
So it's like a pinch point is like a little baby cliffhanger.
It can be, yeah. It can be like, oh no, look at... we thought everything was going okay, but her ex-boyfriend just said that if she dates this new guy, Harris, he's going to get Harris fired from his parents' restaurant. And then you're like, oh no, the stakes are higher, right?
Yeah.
Because if Harris gets fired from the restaurant, he'll make no money. And then, I don't know.
Then he won't be able to...
adopt the kitten.
He won't be as attractive to the girlfriend.
No! And he won't be able to adopt a kitten from that Wine and Whiskers event at the SPCA. I made a whole story.
I sure did.
So as writers...
I have a question.
Oh, you just had one.
Who the hell is Harris? Because you never just... Is that who you're currently flirting with online?
Yeah, on the page.
Harris?
Harris is my hottie on the page.
Harris the hamster?
No. So as writers helping writers write. That's a lot
new
of writing.
New writers often concentrate on the hook, midpoint, and the big twist at the end. But without well-placed pinch points, the story will lose its sense of rising action, conflict, and tension. The quest cannot exist without an opponent, and the pinch points show the reader what that opposition is all about. Pinch points show how high the stakes are, They also set up the emotional change within the hero as they react to the new situation.
So tomorrow on our regular blog, I'll be talking about where these pinch point babies go in your story.
You know, that first paragraph of that quote, the big one? It sounds like bar flirtation. Concentrate on the hook, the midpoint, and the big twist at the end.
It does. It sounds like but
without well-placed pinch points, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, man.
She's going to get off the hook.
Because she's not, the stakes aren't going to
Some other dude named Harris is going to come up from the other side of her bar stool.
Oh, Harris.
And buy her another drink.
Yeah,
and you're going to go home alone again, pal.
True that. True that.
Dog tip for life.
So, in our dog tip for life today,
say the words.
Pokey. Pokey the puppy. Pokey the puppy says that it's very important to not lose your forward motion as you're going through towards your goals just because the stakes get higher and scarier. So, like, for Pokey, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a sudden gust of wind, it's scary and she might forget her overall goal of getting a doggy treat, right? And hide under the desk. And that is a moment where the stakes get higher for Pokey because it means another doggy might get that treat. I don't know. I'm making this up. I have no idea what our dog tip for life is.
Oh, you're doing good.
Okay.
The only thing is that, Pokey, you personally don't ever give out one dog treat if there's two dogs running around. You make sure everything's fairly given. But Pokey definitely knows that if a piece of paper flutters off of the desk and it scares the shit out of her, don't lose focus.
Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus, writers.
Make it invigorating.
It's sexy.
As an introduction to the next little bit.
Well, pinch points are sexy, though, don't you think? Like, they make your story sexier.
Well, that's what keeps it going, right?
Yeah, right? Like, it's a really sexy thing.
I mean, you can't
have
sexy if it just balls out.
Yeah, man, you gotta have a little conflict in there in order to keep it going.
You have a what?
I have a lot of pinch points in my life.
She was just looking at her phone. It must be blowing up over
there. Harris.
It's Harris? Give me that phone. Where's Harris?
I code him out as spam risk, but it's...
Oh! Oh my god, that's a genius idea. Holy crap, except you don't get texts that say spam risk.
Oh,
so.
You don't?
No.
Oh, me?
No, anybody. But that's a great idea for a contact in your actual phone.
Phone number. That would be brilliant.
Spam risk.
Yeah, I'm brilliant.
Or no caller ID.
So Pokey's hot dog tip for life is if you're doing naughty things, go with the spam risk on your phone.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
Amazing Creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah.